Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there. It's a little bit of small business heaven, jbsba.com. Or if you like to type, here's the other one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That might be, sometimes that's easier to remember. It just takes a little longer to type. Dan Krause is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to have Daniel Krause on the show. He's a new friend. He's vice president for SAP Business One, which is part of the SAP Americas organization. Many of you have seen, most of you have seen the name SAP, the brand SAP. You might not know exactly what it's all about, but we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And Dan, my audience knows that for a long time now, ever since I've been doing this show since 97, I've been encouraging them to take advantage of the technology power that's available to them. You know, in the 20th century, for most of the 20th century, Dan, small businesses really weren't able to compete with large companies for any kind of decent business opportunities because we didn't have the technology, we didn't have the power, the processing power that these big companies had because they could afford to have somebody like SAP or IBM or somebody like that, you know, charge them $20 million to develop a proprietary application. And we didn't have that capability. But that's not true today, is it? We've got this capability out there today for small businesses that's completely affordable for us, that gives us power on par with the big companies, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's a lot of the focus of what SAP has been working on, especially in the small and medium business space. You know, we've got about 35 years of experience in automating the best practices of, you know, some of the largest companies in the world. And what we've been able to do is to take those best practices and really boil them down into an application that was designed for small businesses but still has the flexibility that those small businesses can then go and adapt the application to their particular value add and their particular, unique value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to work with the best practices of the largest companies and then add exactly the pieces that you need to differentiate yourself.
Well, and the thing is, folks, the kind of software we're talking about, the kind of capability we're talking about could be anywhere from $39 a month for an application service provider up to a few thousand dollars a year or maybe an initial cost of a few thousand dollars. But still, when you compare what the capability is with what you're already doing and how you're trying to do it, it's you know, these new applications, these new capabilities are very, very cost effective. And but one of the things that you got to do first, Dan, if you're a small business, is you've got to say, okay, I'm prepared to play at a higher level than I've ever played in before. And because the capability that's available out there gives you that ability. And if there's no use in spending the money on these applications if you're not prepared to go to the next level.
No, it's absolutely true. I mean, if you look at the challenges that a lot of small businesses have, is, you know, technology really should be an enabler. It shouldn't be an anchor that holds them back.
Right.
And what's going on out there is people will buy a lot of point applications. You know, they'll buy something to run their accounting, and they'll run something to buy something to run their account, their customer management, and something to buy their web to run their website. And where they end up spending a lot of money is they may not spend it on the applications, but they spend a lot of money and a lot of time trying to get all that data working together. They're playing this game of integration whack-a-mole, you know, trying to get everything to work together, and then somebody doesn't upgrade and it doesn't work anymore. So if they are able to take a look at where they're actually spending money and where they're not getting value out of the technology and the applications they're working, what they start to see is they can find an application that has all of those components together and it comes integrated for them. then they start to be able to use that data as a strategic asset for their business.
One of the things I've been writing about lately and talking about, Dan, is this question: where's the pain? If you're thinking of your organization and you're wondering about whether you need some capability, you need some automated capability, especially as you're talking about an integrated kind of a system, if you start asking yourself, where's the pain, and start writing down where things aren't getting done, where you're stuck in your organization, this person, this group isn't getting the information to the other group, that's a good place, I think, to start identifying opportunities for integrated capability. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get you to address that just a little bit. We're visiting with our new friend, folks. Daniel Krause is the Vice President with SAP Business One. That's part of the SAP Americas organization. You know SAP. You've seen it on some of the caps of the golfers out there, haven't you? 20 Tails, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up tomorrow on the show, those of you who have asked for him before, you've heard him on the show before and you liked his what he had to say, Steve Forbes is going to be back on the show tomorrow. In fact, in this hour, tomorrow, he will be here. And so I'm looking forward to getting Steve back on the show. He's a great American. Another great American is our good friend Dan Krause. He's with SAP America. He's the guy who handles the SAP Business One product, which is the small business version of SAP's integrated software product. And Dan, what I'd like for you to do for a moment is talk to my audience a little bit about what SAP is, because we see that brand, but we might not know what SAP means. Tell us about it.
Sure. So SAP as a company is about 33 years old, and we're actually founded by five guys who left IBM and said that there's a better way to do business management applications and to help companies run their whole business, from accounting to supply chain to inventory. And that was started about 33 years ago or so this year. And over the years, we've migrated our system into, it was R1, R2, R3 is what most people think of when they hear SAP in terms of our applications, and then into MySAP, which is our most current version of our product. And that's really designed for large enterprises. You walk through airports, you see signs all the time that say, mm-hmm. Porsche runs SAP or DuPont runs SAP.
Right.
And that's the SAP they're talking about. It's an integrated software suite for large enterprises, for ERP, for customer relationship management, for supply chain management, for product lifecycle management, all of these three-letter acronyms that exist out there.
And these are, this is all of the different, the financial, the banking, the sales distribution, purchasing, all those different functions in a business are run. It manages those individual functions and integrates them together so that the different disciplines can speak to each other.
Absolutely, and it's the different disciplines within different organizations, within different divisions in different parts of the world.
Right.
That's on the large enterprise side.
Right.
What most people don't know about SAP is that we have a very large number of customers in small and medium-sized businesses. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, with Business One, we have about 6,000 customers that run this application. And Business One is a product that was designed specifically for the small business, somebody who has between 10 and 250 employees really is kind of the target market for it. So it was designed with the best practices that we've learned over the years in working with all these large companies, but developed on a scale that makes it very easy to implement and very easy to learn for a small business, where the person running the application is probably wearing multiple hats. They're not just sitting there doing accounts payable all day. They're doing some accounts payable. They're doing mm-hmm. sales. They might be running some reports. They might be managing some inventory, because most of your audience knows the small business owner wears 10 to 15 hats in any given
That's
day.
We got too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And,
exactly.
And if we have the ability to have the information from multiple platforms in front of us, the purchasing, the accounting, the customer base, that kind of thing, maybe the e-commerce component, all that kind of thing. If we've got that capability to be able to manipulate that and to manage that without having to, and to do it in an integrated way, that's a big advantage. And folks, this is a kind of capability. One of the reasons I wanted Dan on the show today is because I've been telling you about the kinds of capability that he's describing here. I've been telling you that there are lots of companies out there who have this available. And so Dan's agreed to come today and talk to us about how it works using his product as an example. Dan, one of the big things that's possible today is for small businesses to actually not only compete with big companies, but to actually become integrated partners with big companies, even though with obviously big customers. And the thing about it is that we've never had the capability to allow us to actually run with the big guys, so to speak. But we do now, and your company is providing this kind of capability. Other companies do as well. But talk to us a little bit about how your new product, the Business One product, how that actually gives small business owners a competitive advantage.
Sure. There's a couple things. Within the application itself, I think, one of the key things that we're all suffering from is that we just don't have enough time. We've got a million things to do, and then we've got to try and figure out what's actually going on in our business. And, I talk to CEOs and managers of small businesses all the time, and they tell me that, they finally get to reading their reports at 7 o'clock at night.
Right.
Well, one of the things that we've done with Business One is we've really designed the product to allow you to go and manage your business by exception. There's a lot of talk about this whole idea about dashboards and ways to get a really quick look at what's going on in your business. And, dashboards are great if you have the time to go and look at it, or you're in the office and you can look at it. With Business One, we actually took it a step further and incorporated the whole idea of a warning light, or the ability to do management by exception. So you define the ranges of what's important to you, and as long as your business is operating within those ranges, everything is fine. If it falls out of those ranges, you get a notification so that you know that there's something to go and look at.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tried to make it easier for people to manage by exception. The other point that
you actually put in parameters, and you say, let me know if this happens.
Right. If my inventory stock on a certain item or on all items fall below something, I can get a warning. If my mm-hmm. cash balance falls below something, and cash is king in these businesses.
Absolutely.
You need to be able to manage that. So it lets you keep a close eye on that.
Let me ask you one more question mm-hmm. about that. If I've got, let's say, 10 or 20 employees, but I've got a fairly small group of executives, the management part of it is me and maybe one other person that I really rely on. Is this the kind of information that one manager can really look at quickly? And are there reports, and is there information coming to them that will help them to manage this quickly?
Absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. I want you to answer that a little bit more on the other side of these messages. Stand
sure.
by, folks. We're going to be right back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're visiting with Dan Krause. He's with SAP. We're back at 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Dan Krause is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's with SAP, Vice President of SAP Business One. And that website is sap.com. Is that right, Dan?
sap.com/SMB. All right, small and medium business.
/SMB will get you right to Dan's section where you can learn more about this Business One product. And by the way, Dan, you were talking about the five guys who left IBM and started SAP. The interesting thing is that almost since the very beginning, IBM and SAP have been partners, haven't they?
Absolutely.
And which as you know, they're one of my partners, and they're good folks to do business with. But it's interesting that those guys broke off and then came right back, and instead of competing with IBM, said, let's be partners. That's the 21st century model, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's co-opetition is what we call it.
Absolutely. I asked you before we went to the break, Dan, if to give us a little bit of a thumbnail about the kind of power this would give a small management group, small meaning maybe even one person who's managing, you know, obviously a few employees. But talk to us about some of the power components. And I know that's probably not what you call them, but to me, for a small business owner to have that kind of information, that kind of control, that's pretty powerful for us.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it really falls down to management control and management control of information is one of our design philosophies in the product. And as you look at it, it's a couple different ways. Can you get at the information that you need to get at? And we have strong reporting tools in the product. We have integration to Excel so you can create any types of key reports or key indicators that you want to see in an Excel environment. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we've done is we've given people the ability to put workflow behind their application so that you can, as a manager, say, you know what, as long as this purchase order is under $1,000 every time, I'm going to let it go through. But any purchase over $1,000, I want to be able to see and get approval on.
Right.
And put approval on. So it really allows managers or a very small management team to focus on the things that are going to have the biggest impact on the company and let the day-to-day things happen by themselves.
Did you say that one of the triggers would be that it would send you an email and tell you that something is about to happen?
Yeah, it can send you an email and tell you that something did happen. It can send you an email and require your approval to let it happen. You can go either way.
So your response to the email would be an approval, so to speak, or not approval.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, it can go across anything. One of the things that we demonstrate a lot of times with the product is if you have a salesperson who likes to give discounts, you know, if they want to give a discount on a sale above a certain amount, well, you can set that up so it requires approval.
I got
before
you.
That order goes through.
Yeah, that happens. That happens a lot. Is there such a thing as a desktop demo of this product?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do a demonstration of Business One every Friday via WebEx.
Okay.
At 1 o'clock Eastern time. So anybody who wanted to see the product, it's about a 45-minute demonstration. It's narrated, so we explain what's going on in the product.
Every Friday, 1 o'clock Eastern time. Tell us how we can get to this, folks. Please think about doing this. I mean, whether you decide to use SAP or not. Obviously, I wouldn't have them on the show if I hadn't already checked them out. But I will tell you, this could be one of the most important educational hours that you spend in a long time. So go ahead, tell us how to get to this thing.
Sure. If you go to sap.com/SMB/business1, there's a link on that page that allow you to go and view or register for a web demonstration.
All right. Are there any archives of past programs you've had, or is it?
There are some short self-running demos that are actually up there that you can.
So they could go.
Right,
they could go there maybe right now and do a little short demo online to see to sort of get a flavor for what's going to be going on.
Exactly.
And then attend the thing on Friday. And now, is this interactive? Can they make comments? Ask questions?
They absolutely can ask questions. About the first 45 minutes of it is a fixed demonstration that we do, and then we open it up for Q&A at the end of it.
All right. So that's sap.com/SMB/business1.
Yep.
Okay. Folks, this is and it's free, right?
It's free.
Well, folks, I hope you'll take advantage of this and just go and see some of the things that we're talking about and see if this is for you. There are some parameters. You know, below a certain size, you might not be a prospect for it. But there are a lot of small businesses. I know a lot of small businesses out there that could use this kind of integrated capability. And I hope you'll get educated about this. Dan, I've enjoyed having you here. Will you come back another day and talk to us some more about this?
Absolutely. Be a pleasure to. Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for being here very much. Daniel Krause, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of SAP. I'm going to give that website out one more time because I want you to go to this webinar. It's sap.com/SMB/business1. We'll get Dan back another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.